To make the z sound, place the center of your tongue against the palate. Release the air slowly, without stopping. Make a sound with your voice. The only difference between z and s is the sound of the voice. Read the following examples and note the spelling of each one as you repeat it after the speaker.
Zero. Lazy. Freeze. Xerox. Xylophone. Anxiety. Easy. Cousin. Cheese.
The letter X is sometimes pronounced as g plus z. Repeat these examples.
Examine. Exact. Exaggerate. Exist. Exert.
Contrasting sound practice. Compare the sound s with the sound z by repeating the following words.
Sip. Zip. Sue. Zoo. Loose. Lose. Rice. Rise. Place. Plays. Cease. Seize. Raced. Raised.
The sounds s and z can indicate the difference between a noun and a verb. In the following examples, the nouns will be read first, then the verbs. Repeat each one after the speaker.
The abuse. To abuse. The advice. To advise. The excuse. To excuse. The grease. To grease. The house. To house. The use. To use.
Practice for mastery. Now repeat these sentences as you read them in the book.
We can house 5 of your guests at our beach house. There is no use for that gadget. I can't use it. Victims of abuse sometimes learn to abuse others. When I asked him for advice, he advised me to keep quiet. We excused him that time, but there was no excuse for his behavior.
Usage tips. Noun plurals, third-person present tense verb forms, possessives, and contractions after vowels and voiced consonants are spelled S and pronounced Z. Look on page 104 for a list of voiced consonants. Be very careful not to pronounce the vowel E between the voiced consonant and the S. Repeat the following examples as you read them in the book.
Noun plurals. Potatoes. Labs. Heads. Dogs. Leaves. Rooms. Cans. Things. Prisms.
Third person singular verbs.
Cries. Sees. Does. Rides. Leaves. Breathes. Comes. Runs.
Possessives.
Bob's. Peg's. Martha's.
his, hers, yours, ours, theirs.
Contractions.
He's, she's.
Now repeat the following sentences.
She's my friend's cousin. He reads newspapers and magazines on Thursdays. He loves his new toys. Susan's cousin leaves on Wednesday.
Usage tip. After the sounds s, sh, z, z, ch, and j, add the unstressed vowel before the grammatical s. The combined sound, uz, adds one syllable to the word. Repeat the examples as you read them in the book. Noun plurals.
Glasses. Wishes. Bruises. Garages. Churches. Pages.
Third person singular verbs.
Kisses. Brushes. Praises. Massages. Matches. Stages.
Possessives.
Bruce's. Trish's. Rose's. Solange's. Mrs. Gooch's. Page's.
Practice for mastery. Now read the following sentences after the speaker.
He washes his cars in Charles's garages. She teaches Bruce's niece's friend.
Rose's daughter wishes she had new glasses. Mrs. Jones faxes pages of messages to our offices.
All of Mrs. Watkins's watches are Rolexes.
Practice in context. Read the following poems, beginning on page 106, which feature the sounds s, z, and z, and repeat each line during the pause.
The supermarket, featuring plural nouns. What's in the store? Carrots, beets, grapes, meats, drinks, cakes, soups, sweets, leeks, soaps, lots of treats. Onions, potatoes, cans of tomatoes, breads, medicines, vegetables like peas, non-food items, all kinds of cheese, lettuces, radishes, packages, juices, peaches, matches, good things for all uses, spices, low prices, some surprises, no abuses.
The doll, featuring third person singular verbs. What does she do? She laughs, talks, wets, walks, sleeps, drinks, eats, blinks, and asks for nothing. She soothes, cries, lies in the crib, smiles, sings, comfort brings. She dances, entrances, amuses, amazes, and causes no trouble.
The Lost and Found, featuring possessives and contractions. Whose coat is this? It's Jack's or Rick's. And that one? That's either Pat's or Mick's. This hat's pretty. Is it Miss Smith's? It looks like the kind she always picks. These shoes are big. They might be John's, but they could be his brother Tom's. Who knows whose things are in these rooms? Those sweaters are probably old Ms. Bloom's. Galoshes, breeches, sashes, watches. Are they roses or Mrs. Dodge's? They could be Charles's or Mrs. Welsh's. But they're more likely someone else's.